We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Veg Embracing viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CiatSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikon Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Commission donates 380 million euros to Algeria, Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, and Morocco. In cultural news, the Independence Day of Lesotho is celebrated. In community news, 5 mothers help children in need in Jordan. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 4th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Iceland, Her Excellency Jóhanna Sigurðardóttir. Born in Reykjavik, Iceland, Her Excellency, the country's first female Prime Minister, is known for her dedication to social causes and for her work for the welfare of the elderly, disadvantaged, and those with disabilities. In September 2011, Time magazine listed Her Excellency as one of the top female leaders around the world. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Jóhanna Sigurðardóttir, for your caring and enduring commitment to the people of Iceland. We wish you a blessed and very happy birthday in the company of loved ones.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, relief news from the Philippines. At the end of August, Typhoon Mina, also known as Nanmadol, made landfall in the Philippines, leaving a path of both infrastructure and agricultural destruction. At least 35 people lost their lives, with another 37 who were injured and 8 rendered missing. More than 108,700 people were displaced, and over 1,340 homes were damaged or destroyed. Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately donated $10,000 with all her love and sympathies, as she asked that our association members please go to help the victims most in need. This amount could acquire $135,000 in urgent necessities if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in the Philippines. Covering their own expenses of $1,700, our association's relief teams from Formosa or Taiwan and the Philippines assessed the disaster and decided to render aid in the badly hit Ilocos Norte province. After checking with the regional governments, they prepared 2,795 packages consisting of rice, vegetable oil, vinegar, soap, soy sauce, sugar, biscuits, and other supplies for the municipalities of Dingras and Lawag. As they distributed the packages to a total of 15 villages between the two cities, the relief recipients expressed deep gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's care.
In behalf of the people of Dingras, the municipal officials of Dingras, I would like to take this opportunity to extend our thanks and gratitude to Master Qinghai for extending the necessary assistance and help through the donation of relief goods. This is really a great help for them so that they could start again their means of living. We are so very grateful. We thank you, and we can never forget this kind of help and assistance that you have extended to the people of Dingras.
I would like to say thank you to the Supreme Master Qinghai. We are all disaster victims, so we would like to say thank you for this opportunity.
After covering this activity of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, it was really very, very inspiring, because despite of the nationality, despite the distance, you're here to serve, you're here for your heart, for the Filipino people. And I hope that you will continue this very charitable effort, and you will continue to support the Philippines. Thank you so much.
Join in appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's caring aid and for the dedicated assistance of our association's relief team. Our prayers for the swift recovery of the affected Philippine people to their regular day-to-day lives, as humanity's gentler steps on our earthly abode helps alleviate such calamities as these.
floods disrupt Algeria. On Sunday, October 2nd, officials stated that days of heavy rains caused extensive flooding in southern Algeria, where 10 people died, including children, and a mother and infant were still missing. Hardest hit were the city and province of El Bayad, 700 kilometers southwest of the capital, Algiers, where hundreds of homes were destroyed, while numerous schools, bridges, and roads were damaged. States unaffected by the disaster have begun providing food aid, and the Interior Ministry has formed a disaster monitoring committee.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, with all her love and prayers, asked that our association members please check with regional officials to see if assistance is required, requesting that they also go, if possible, to aid the most vulnerable, as she said that funds for urgent necessities are available.
We thank the Algerian officials and personnel for your swift care of the flood-stricken, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for humanity's benevolent efforts to restore our planetary balance as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely disgusting.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Imagine it's thee. Confined in a dirty, tiny little crate. Don't know how to spell S-P-A-C-E space? Wading in filth and urine and stench, never feel the sun or breeze on my skin. Are these made only for human beings? Can neither turn to the left nor right? Force-fed drugs till you lose your mind? Sweltering at noon, frozen in the night? Fresh air? What is it in the name of life? Cuddling babies, you might trample on them, or they'll die from cold and rotten hygiene. If they survive, they'll be eaten afresh at such tender months. Oh, all the gods. Can't even tell of my nightmare. The entire human race. Anyone cares? I live in terror and suffering my whole life just for their pleasure. A bloody bite. Enduring truck with hampering stand to wherever, to be torn open from limb to limb, or to hang from one leg on the ceiling and to have your throat slit like a worst criminal, gut and blood spilling all over. Amid crying, begging, and agonizing screams. How can anyone bear or enjoy such a sight? Have they all been dumb, deaf, and blind? Since when have humans become so cruel? Losing all their loving, kind nature, they kick, stab, slice, and torture. Oh, the pain is beyond endure. I cry for help. Is someone there? How come? Only blood. Blood. And blood everywhere. Within these cramped, dark, horror-filled walls, there is no one but axes and shadows. Shadows that are mighty, axes that are sharp. I am terrified. I am small, trembling, helpless. Oh, if you don't know if there is hell, come and see right here. Nowhere else. Dear human friends, how can this be? Why? Why? Why must you torture and eat me? Imagine it's thee. Imagine it's a member of thy family.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 477. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Venezuela and Guyana agree to diplomatic border resolution. In a meeting held in the southern Caribbean nation of Trinidad and Tobago, Venezuelan Foreign Minister Nicolas Maduro and his Guyanese counterpart, Foreign Minister Caroline Rodriguez Birquet, discussed ways to resolve a long-standing maritime border dispute, with both sides making concessions as well as pledging to adhere to the terms of the International Geneva Convention. The two ministers signed an accord on Friday, September 30th, that this and any future matters would be resolved through dialogue. The ministers also said they would foster further bilateral ties, with both conveying appreciation for the government of Trinidad and Tobago in facilitating the meeting. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, Venezuela and Guyana, for your constructive meeting, as we too thank Trinidad and Tobago for being its gracious host. May the people of all your beautiful countries prosper in harmonious relations of shared dignity and peace.
Architect bestowed second consecutive Sterling Prize. Renowned female architect Zaha Hadid has received the prestigious £20,000 Royal Institute of British Architects, or RIBA, award for her design of the Evelyn Grace Academy, a high school that serves less fortunate youths in South London. The sleek academy, which makes efficient use of space while highlighting the students' love of sports, with a 100-meter running track as a focal point of its design, was selected as the outstanding contribution to European architecture in the past year. The Iraqi-born Ms. Hadid, who also designed the 2012 London Olympics Aquatic Centre, won the Sterling Prize last year for her Maxi Centre, a modern art museum in Rome, Italy, and will soon share her talents in her homeland with the commissioned design of the Central Baghdad Bank. We join in applause and appreciation, Ms. Hadid, for your deserved achievement. May your talented architectural contributions continue to uplift and inspire people throughout the United Kingdom, Iraq, and the world.
Save our planet. Addressing the United Nations on September 27, 2011, Tajik Foreign Minister Hamrohan Zarifi stated that although more than half of the water supplying Central Asia originates in Tajikistan, 35% of the nation's glaciers have disappeared in just the last 30 years.
Save Our Planet. On September 28, 2011, a Brazilian court ordered a halt to the construction of the $11 billion U.S. dollar Belo Monte Dam, saying that it would cause irreparable harm to the environment while displacing thousands of indigenous people.
Hi, it's me, Vuku the Vaikuna, and I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. Today I'd like to share a food tip. Fresh tomatoes from the garden can easily be stored whole in the freezer and used in recipes all year long. They work well in soups, stews, and sauces, among other delectable vegan dishes. Organic tomatoes are an excellent source of lycopene and vitamin C. They also have vitamins A, K, and B, along with several different minerals. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
News. The European Commission donates more than 375 million euros to Algeria, Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, and Morocco. For Algeria, 34.5 million euros will be allocated to help strengthen its partnership with the European Union and enhance Algerian cultural heritage. Egypt will receive 100 million euros to create employment opportunities, improve access to sustainable energy, and assist in improving living conditions for the disadvantaged in the capital city of Cairo. To support education and alternative energy plans, Jordan will be given 71 million euros. Lebanon will be allotted 33 million euros for justice system, municipal finances, and environmental governance reforms. For Morocco, 139 million euros will be distributed for development projects, promoting gender equality and boosting its relationship with the European Union. Our earnest gratitude and heaven's blessings, European Commission, for your generosity. May people of all nations thrive and be graced with prosperous, eco-friendly futures.
In cultural news, the Independence Day of Lesotho, observing its autonomy gained in 1966, is celebrated. Adjacent to South Africa on all sides, Lesotho is known as the Mountain Kingdom. The nation's highest peak is Tabana Ntiliana, which is the tallest mountain in Africa south of Kilimanjaro. In southeastern Lesotho, incredible sandstone rock formations, including many arches, can be seen along with numerous small lakes and other gorgeous views of a variety of landscapes. The country's famous conical-shaped Basotho hat is a national emblem. We wish a wonderful Independence Day to the gentle people of Lesotho. Up next on Noteworthy News, kind-hearted Jordanian women help children in need. We'll say a prayer for peace and happiness on earth. Be right back. Stay tuned for more merry news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for an aesthetic world. In community news, five mothers help underserved children in Jordan. For 12 years, the group of women who prefer to remain anonymous have helped to provide learning opportunities to orphans and distribute monthly allowances to disadvantaged families. In addition, reports the Jordan Times, the caring mothers present clothes to children. Working together to raise funds, the women have assisted approximately 200 youth. Our heartfelt appreciation, devoted Jordanian mothers, for your love and dedication to those in need. May Allah bless you for your long-standing kindness and concern.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Cantonese entitled The Director.
撒滿斯失蹤了一個禮拜，首領派人去揾佢，要帶佢返回營地。撒滿斯好唔容易先至被揾到，跟住被帶到首領嘅帳篷。首領絕望咁問：聽日天氣點樣啊？巫師話：唔知道啊，收音機冇電啊。
And now for our viewers' heartline.
All dear friends in Supreme Master TV, as you announce veg restaurants in the Middle East, I want to suggest please to add Zameen Earth restaurant to your list, as it is the first and only vegan restaurant in Tehran, Iran. Thank you so much for your attention. Mehri from Tehran, Iran.
Amiable Mehri, it's great to hear from you. Thank you for sharing the wonderful news. May Allah abundantly bless you and the spiritual people of Iran.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your soul reverberate with heaven's eternal love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. The Nobel Laureates Forum, held this year in Beijing, China, brings together international Nobel Prize winners with leading business executives, government officials, and others to share ideas on technical innovations and creativity toward a goal of enhancing development in all fields.
Representatives of the nomadic Tuareg tribe and Arab residents of Ghadames, an ancient Saharan oasis, sign a peace agreement overseen by the Libyan National Transitional Council as both sides pledge to maintain peace and respect for each other.
An agricultural organization in Japan's Saitama Prefecture makes freely available a 1,000 square meter farm near a shelter for Fukushima evacuees, allowing the displaced residents, many of whom are farmers, to plant vegetables that they plan to share with other evacuees.
Acclaimed Colombian singer Shakira and Brazilian children's television show host Xuxa join their respective charitable foundations in partnership with the Brazilian government to provide the nation's less fortunate children with improved education, healthcare, and nutrition.
Following a period of training in areas such as masonry, carpentry, tailoring, and agriculture, nearly 1,800 former members of the Tamil Tiger Group are freed in Sri Lanka, with their rights restored as citizens and the government offering assistance in creating job opportunities.
The United Arab Emirates sets up a relief camp in southern Pakistan to provide emergency aid for flood-affected residents, as Pakistani nationals in the United Arab Emirates donate more than $225,000, and Turkey also sends humanitarian relief, including 12 tons of medicines and equipment, as well as tents.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors. and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.